Welcome to the Bullvine Podcast, your go-to source for inside stories, cutting-edge research, and the latest updates in the world of dairy farming. In this 36th episode, we explore the hidden potential of Holstein cows' behaviors for enhancing feed efficiency. So please grab a glass of milk, sit back, and let's get started with this week's episode.
Picture this. Every bite your cow takes could boost profits or quietly nibble away at them. Feed efficiency, crucial in dairy farming, accounts for a staggering 54% of total milk production costs in the U.S. as of 2022, USDA ERS 2023. Like a car's fuel efficiency, feed efficiency maximizes milk production per pound of feed, directly impacting profitability. Traditionally measured by residual feed intake, RFI, it requires costly and labor-intensive individual feed intake tracking. But did you know hidden wisdom lies in your Holstein's daily routines? Their behaviors, captured through sensors monitoring rumination, downtime, and activity levels, offer incredible insights into feed efficiency, potentially saving resources without the hefty costs. Rumination time indicates efficient feed processing, lying time shows energy conservation, and steps reflect exertion, giving a cost-effective glimpse into feed efficiency.
Let's dive into the fascinating study that explores the genetic ties between behavioral traits and feed efficiency in lactating Holstein cows. Imagine observing what makes a cow more productive by observing its everyday habits. That's what researchers aim to uncover here. They looked at how cows spent their days, ruminating, lying down, and moving about, to see how those activities tied back to how efficiently cows used to feed. Published in the Journal of Dairy Science, Genetic Relationships Between Behavioral Traits and Feed Efficiency Traits in Lactating Holstein Cows. This was no ordinary study. It involved two major research stations, tapping into the knowledge of the University of Wisconsin-Madison and the University of Florida. Researchers gathered a wealth of data at each site using the latest animal monitoring technology. From fancy ear tags to trackers counting each step, they banked on the latest gadgets to give each cow its behavior profile and feed efficiency. The data was then analyzed using statistical methods to identify genetic correlations and potential applications for improving feed efficiency on dairy farms. Here's a big part of what they did. They harnessed thousands of daily records about how many steps cows took, how long they spent ruminating, cow speak for chewing their cud, and how much downtime they logged lying around. Then, they matched those with how well the cows converted feed into milk. This process helps pinpoint whether genetics have a hand in which cows become efficient producers. By breaking it down to basics like rumination time and activity levels, they hope to draw links to feed efficiency without the usual heavy lifting of manually tracking each cow's feed intake. This research can be applied to your farm using similar monitoring technology to track your cow's behavior and feed efficiency.
Understanding the intricate genetic connections between behavioral traits and feed efficiency gives us insightful information into dairy cattle production. Specifically, rumination time, lying time, and activity levels play significant roles. Rumination time is strongly correlated with higher dry matter intake, DMI, and residual feed intake, RFI, implying that cows with higher consumption tend to ruminate more and are generally less efficient. Meanwhile, longer lying times show a negative genetic correlation with RFI, suggesting that cows resting more are more efficient overall. From a genetic selection perspective, these behavioral traits exhibit varying heritability and repeatability, which are crucial for breeding decisions. Rumination and activity traits have moderate heritability, approximately 0.19, whereas lying time shows a slightly higher heritability, 0.37. These traits are not only genetically transferable, but also display high repeatability across different timeframes, indicating their potential for consistent genetic selection. Lying time stands out with a repeatability estimate ranging up to 0.84 when aggregated weekly, emphasizing its reliability as a selection criterion. Predicting feed efficiency using these traits is beneficial as commercially available wearable sensors easily record them. This technology supports the identification and selection of genetically efficient cows. It promotes healthier and more cost-effective dairy farm operations. Transitioning from traditional to sensor-based monitoring systems provides farmers practical tools to enhance herd productivity while leveraging genetic insights for sustained improvement.
When we talk about cow behavior, we're delving into a treasure trove of insights that can inform us about their efficiency in feed conversion. One standout finding from recent studies is the positive genetic correlation between rumination time and dry matter intake, DMI. In numerical terms, this correlation sits at a robust 0.47 plus 0.17. What does this tell us? Simply put, cows that spend more time ruminating tend to consume more, which might make them seem less efficient in terms of residual feed intake, RFI. Isn't it fascinating to consider how chewing could unveil so much about a cow's intake patterns? On the other hand, lying time paints a different picture. There's a negative genetic correlation, with RFI hovering at -0.27-0.11. This genetic wisdom suggests that our bovine friends who enjoy more downtime are more efficient. It makes you wonder, how might a cow's leisure time hint at its overall efficiency? These behavioral gems potentially allow us to streamline farm operations. By monitoring cows' rumination and lying times through wearable sensors, farmers can gradually identify superstars who convert feed more efficiently without the nitty-gritty of tracking every nibble they take. This saves time and labor and provides a more comprehensive understanding of each cow's productivity, leading to more informed breeding and management decisions.
Imagine pinpointing which cows in your herd are top producers and efficient eaters. Thanks to advancements in sensor-based data collection technologies, this is now possible. For those contemplating adding a layer of tech to their herd management, sensors can revolutionize how they select and breed Holstein cows. First, wearable sensors, like SmartBow ear tags used in recent studies, can provide continuous data on cow behavior, such as rumination time, lying time, and activity levels. You can identify genetic patterns that correlate with feed efficiency by understanding these behaviors. This means selecting cows that lie more and walk less, as they are more efficient producers. Beyond selection, these sensors offer multiple advantages in everyday management. They can alert you to changes in a cow's behavior that might indicate health issues, allowing for early intervention. This proactive approach boosts cow welfare and can save significant costs for treating late diagnosed health problems. Additionally, these real-time insights can enhance reproductive management. Sensors help pinpoint the perfect estrus detection, improving the timing of insemination and increasing success rates. Every dairy farmer's dream. With each chosen selection, you're not just reducing reproductive waste, you're enhancing the genetic lineage of your herd. The benefits of sensor technology extend to data-driven decision-making regarding feed adjustments. With precise intake and behavior data, farmers can tweak diets to match each cow's nutritional needs, potentially skyrocketing productivity and reducing feed costs. A win-win. While the initial investment in wearable technology might seem significant, consider it an asset purchase rather than a liability. These devices pay for themselves through improved herd management, production rates, and more innovative breeding selections. So ask yourself, is it time to embrace tech in your dairy operation? We think the ROI will echo with each moo of approval.
The genetic interplay between behavioral traits like rumination time, lying time, and activity and feed efficiency is an intriguing research topic and a practical opportunity for the dairy industry. As we've uncovered, more efficient cows generally spend more time lying down, a simple indication that precision and efficiency can be quietly monitored through actions we might have previously overlooked. Behavioral traits are emerging as feasible proxies for assessing feed efficiency. They are already accessible through wearable technology. Behavioral traits offer a promising pathway to optimizing productivity without requiring intensive manual data collection. This presents a significant advancement for dairy farmers aiming to streamline operations and improve herd performance. But what does this mean for you? Whether you work directly on a dairy farm or serve the industry in another capacity, consider integrating these insights into your decision-making processes. Invest in the right technologies, monitor the right behaviors, and select cows with these traits to improve your herd's economic outcomes. Don't just take our word for it. Try implementing these strategies and observe the results. We want to hear from you. Share your experiences and thoughts on how these findings could reshape your approach to herd management. Comment below or start a conversation by sharing this article with your network. If you're already using these wearable technologies, what changes have you noticed in your herd's efficiency?
Thank you for tuning in to the Bullvine Podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's insightful discussion. Don't forget to subscribe, share, and leave a review. Catch you next time on the Bullvine Podcast, where bovine expertise and community come together.